It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cowboys basketball with head coach Brian Neeson. Bulldogs end up falling 74-27 here to number 1 and 3 at Clear Lake in the first round of the postseason. And coach, as you and me were talking, able to keep within striking distance there in that first half, but unfortunately, in the last minute or so of that first half, the turnovers started racking up, and unfortunately, not able to recover in the second half.
Yeah, that was our goal coming in. Just, you know, we want to put a little game pressure on them and just hang around for as long as we could. And, 30-18 with, at halftime, we would have been okay with that. You're one run away from being in striking distance. But, yeah, we had not so great end of the half there. But, you know, they're obviously really good and really deep. You know, they just keep cycling guys in and out. And, you know, they don't skip a beat when they bring in their reserves. But, yeah, if they cut down the nets in a couple of weeks in Wells Fargo, nobody would be surprised.
Yeah, in fact, people would be more surprised if they didn't than if they did. But so when it comes to game planning, against a team like Clear Lake, there really doesn't have a lot of weaknesses, right? I mean, you were telling me here last weekend, just stay in it as long as we can. You were able to do that, but when it comes to facing a team like that, I mean, that makes it tough for any team because of all their speed, their physicality. I mean, a bunch of tall dudes out there as well.
Yeah, they're really physical, and you know they're diamond press. I mean, we've seen it many times. Like, we know where we got to be, but you know when the other team has really good ball pressure and they're physical, and they have length, it's hard to. I mean, sometimes our kids were looking in the right spots of where to go to. They just couldn't get it there. That's credit to them for playing good, hard-nosed defense. And obviously, they got good athletes flying around. So handling the pressure is huge for anybody who plays them. And I thought our half-court defense, especially in the first half when we got it set, was really good. I mean, most of their points were off turnovers. So I'm really proud of our guys for when our half-court defense got set early. We guarded some back screens late in the game. We didn't do a great job guarding the back screens, but we guarded some of their quick hitters. We took some of their quick hitters away early, so I'm proud of our guys for that. But they're a handful.
Yeah, certainly. How do you think your team was able to adjust to having to play without Caden Woods in the lineup here tonight? Because obviously, when you're missing 10 points per game and all the stuff that he does, that makes it difficult as well, I have to imagine.
Yeah, we put Hunter Reekin in the starting lineup. So obviously we're a little bit smaller there, but as you saw, he made some really good plays handling the ball against pressure, hit a couple threes. He's a kid who wasn't on our varsity roster to start the year. That's how much better that kid's gotten. So I'm really proud of him. He just does some things naturally that you can't teach, and he's a hooper. He stays pretty even keeled. But he's also a really skilled player. So Hunter was huge for us. And then Jake Donaworth was our sixth man who played big minutes for us. And, he goes in there. He does a lot of the little things and bangs. And, he's come a long way as well as a sophomore. So I'm really proud of those guys and their growth. And, it's really tough playing in our league as a junior. And those guys are sophomores doing it, playing really big minutes. So it's not easy, but I thought those guys kept their chins up and just kept battling.
And you end up finishing the year 4-19 overall, but obviously, you can't let a game like this define your season, right? Because you had some big moments, you had some big wins. Iowa Falls Alden comes to mind, a couple overtime games there. Of course, that North Butler game, a buzzer beater. So some great moments this season, some games that you were really close in as well. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to thinking back on this season as a whole, what kind of comes to mind? Even though the wins didn't always come as often as you'd liked.
Yeah, I mean the final record isn't what any of us wanted or signed up for, but everybody wants to win. We obviously played a lot of good teams, but the Iowa Falls overtime wins were special. Conference rivalries, and we had the back-to-back nights where we beat North Butler at the buzzer, and then Iowa Falls the next night. That was pretty wild there. And then our growth. The Humboldt game, we took Humboldt down to a three-point game at our place. We had the lead with like a minute left against Humboldt, who went, I don't know, they won like 14 or 15 games or whatnot. And just our growth through the second half through the league, we got, I think it was 91 points better. So the first time around the league and the second time around, we got 91 points better. It didn't amount for more wins the second time around, but that's just facts that our kids got better and they just stuck with it. And we kept at it and just kept grinding and got a little bit better.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here before we wrap up?
Special shout out to our seniors, our manager Jerry Flores. That just he was with us for the last 3 years. Wyatt Dean was a bench guy for us. Super unselfish kid. Just a true bulldog. And then Connor Pops Miller, big time improved kid for us. And you know he turned himself into a starter in our league and had a lot of good nights. So special thanks to our seniors who stuck it out with us.
You bet. That's HD Cal coach Brian Neeson. Thanks for the time and best of luck here in the offseason.
Thanks. Go Bulldogs.